clarify, there were people that have been there. I don't think they've been there as many times as we've been to the moon, but, you know.
They didn't get out and walk around.
No, they didn't get out and walk around. Yeah, and they weren't there very long. So also want to just briefly go through some bulletin announcements. So next Sunday, we're outside, and we have the potluck afterwards. There's information there about that. Our library is now open, so you can use that again. And then our connection cards, just remember you can put your praises and prayer requests on there. We're kind of asking people to put something on there every week, because I know God's doing stuff in your lives all the time. So let us know what that is. And then after the service today at 12, we're going to all meet down. Well, whoever wants to meet, I guess you don't all have to be there. We're going to go down to the Pizza Factory and have lunch with Andrea. It's a no-host lunch, so show up at 12. We've got the back room, and have some pizza or some salad, or just come and visit, whichever you would want to do. And then our backpack giveaway, we're still in the process of doing that, so you can still give towards that. And then, you remember Matthew Vanderlip and the Vanderlip family? They had a baby. Matthew Gerard, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, 19 and a quarter inches long. So, and they're living down in Florida, actually where his parents are. So with that, it's hard to shift gears now into communion, but we're going to do it. So this morning, this is our monthly. We do communion once a month, and just in celebration of what the Lord has done for us. And that's what it's about. It's about remembering what Jesus did, that he shed his blood, he sacrificed his body, and that he rose again to verify that he was who he said he was. And so this morning, as we participate and take the bread and take the cup, we're remembering what he did. And this is for those of us who are believers. We're letting the Lord know that we do remember. But also within that, as Paul talked to the Corinthians, we need to be examining ourselves. We need to be looking at ourselves and seeing, so how, you know, we're not going to be perfect, but how are we doing? How are we doing in our relationships with one another? How are we doing in our relationships with him? Are we in a good place? Do we need to get to a better place, which is usually the norm? We always can get to a better place. But we just need to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing. And maybe there's somebody out there that we're struggling in our relationship with that maybe we need to deal with that before we participate in communion. Communion is very serious, according to Paul. He said that some who have done it improperly have actually died. I haven't known anybody that's happened to, but, you know, it's serious. It is a serious thing when we come to remember what Jesus Christ did for us. So if I can have the guys come on up. pray with me? Lord Jesus, we want to acknowledge this morning that you gave your body for us, that you physically hung on that cross, that you allowed yourself to be beaten and ridiculed and spit upon and for us, because you loved us that much. Help us to remember daily, not just when we take communion once a month, but daily, help us to remember what you did for us in being that perfect sacrifice that then gives us access to the Father. And we pray this in your name, amen. Take, eat in remembrance of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood for us, that perfect sinless blood that was able to wash away our sin. The only requirement on our behalf is to believe. To believe that what you did took care of sin. That we need to acknowledge that you are the Son of God. that you came to this earth to save mankind, to hang on that cross, to die, and then to be raised again. We just need to believe that to be saved. Confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised you from the dead, and we will be saved. So as we acknowledge you here again this morning and the blood that you shed for us, thank you so much. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Take, drink in remembrance of Jesus. If you want to pass your cups towards the middle, the guys will pick them up. Andrea, you can go ahead and come on up. This is Andrea Fountain, and her family's here today, at least some of them.
Came you all.
Want all. Sure, we would. Well, okay, I can think of a few. Oh, no. So, Andrea's going to be sharing about her ministry in Slovenia with Josiah Venture, and before she does that, I just want to pray for her. So, Father, I lift up Andrea to you and pray you just give her clarity of thought, clarity of speech, Father, and then prompt our hearts. Just help us to be sensitive to how your Holy Spirit would lead us this morning as she speaks about what you're doing in her life and in Slovenia. And we just thank you so much for her. Thank you for all her safe travel that she's had so far and that she can be home here with her family for a while. Father, I pray that you would bless her, that you would encourage her. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Is it clicker?
It's up on the board.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the last time I was with you was about a year ago. And so I'll just kind of fill you on where I've been in the last year. But to remind you of what I do and where I've been serving. So I work with Josiah Venture, and the vision of Josiah Venture is to see a movement of God, because we believe that God is working everywhere. He's been working. He will continue to work. And so that's why it's a movement of God. It's not my ministry. It's God's ministry, and I'm just joining it. And so that's why Josiah Venture says it's a movement of God in Central and Eastern Europe that finds its home in the local church and transforms society. And so we currently work in 13 different countries in Central and Eastern Europe, and we're looking to expand into at least 4 or 5 more within the next couple of years, places like Albania, Bosnia, Lithuania, to name a few. And so I've been serving full-time in Slovenia for 2 years now. So to remind you where Slovenia is, maybe... Okay, there you go. So Slovenia is below Austria, next to Italy, Croatia, and Hungary. And where I, is there a pointer? Oh, yes. And where I live is in Kočevje, which is about an hour south of the capital, which is Ljubljana. And so I've been serving there with the Wordabas. So I think you guys also know the Wordaba family. And they send their greetings. We're sad that they couldn't come. Obviously, they're in Slovenia. So it's been really fun to work with the Wordabas in this community. And this summer, for the last 2 summers, I've led camp. I've been the director, and Sean was the speaker. And so that's been fun to see that shift from Sean leading camp to handing it off to me. And hopefully, within the next couple of years, we're going to hand it off to our Slovene youth. So you can be praying for that to happen in the next couple of years. So the vision is what I said before, but the mission is to equip young people to fulfill Christ's commission through the local church. And so we don't do anything without working through the local church, because we love the local church, and because that's the bride of Christ. And we believe that that effect will last much longer if we can get the youth plugged into the local church, because we honestly don't know how long we're going to be in a community, and we want these kids to really invest in their local church and reach their communities that way. I I don't know if this clicker is working. Maybe you guys can just click it. Thank you. All right. So I work with about 28 different missionaries in Slovenia. So this is a picture of most of the team. And it's been really great. We meet once a month to just talk about our goals, where we're going as an organization. And so it's been really great just to see the progression within our organization as well. 4 years ago, a Slovene, Andrej, took over the organization. So now we are led by a Slovene, which is really great just to see his leadership and the way he can lead and do things in a way that an American can't. And so it's been great to see that shift in the organization. And I believe we have 7 other Slovenes on full-time staff with us, including there were 2 single ladies, and now one of them got married in March. And so it's been cool to see that. And so her and her husband now are working with Josiah Venture as well in Slovenia. And so it's been great to have this team because I don't feel like I'm alone in it. And I often have to ask them questions like, how did you deal with the situation? And they've been great to help with my care piece. As a single lady, it can be hard to be on the mission field and to know what to do. And so I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my Josiah Venture family there backing me and supporting me and helping me through a lot of those things. And I think that's a big part of missions is not only just going out there, but going out there with the support that you need to sustain the ministry. And sometimes that gets lost in when you go. People tend to think that that's not important, but that's been a big part of me staying there and investing in the ministry. You can go to the next. Oh, it worked. Okay, so in, I think it was 1991, 2 families moved to the Czech Republic with this vision and mission, which has stayed the same throughout the 20-so years that it's been an organization. And now from those 4 people, we're now over 300 in all our countries serving as full-time missionaries. And it's been really great to see that expansion and that our goals are pretty high set. Like, at least for Slovenia, we're wanting to see, we're in 6 churches right now. We want to be in 20 by the year 2020. We want to be at least involving doing camps for these churches and seeing youth in that church lead the youth groups. And because we really want to see this young Slovene students rising up and learning how to lead the youth group and how to do those things. It's not our desire to be the youth pastor forever or the youth leaders. So a lot of times we do this by bringing them alongside. So whatever we do, we try to bring a Slovene along with us. If we're going to go to the grocery store even, like, let's take a youth along, live life with them, do life on life ministry is what we like to call it. And so it's been fun to even get to interact with all these other missionaries and hear their stories as well. And it's really encouraging whenever we can get together. We get together 2 times a year for conferences up in Czech. And it's been great just to hear of what God's doing in all these other countries through basically 3 main ministries we do. We do English ministry, so teaching English or just using English as a route to connect with youth. And that's what I mostly do English camps in the summer, and then we do youth groups, but the youth groups are more like an English club, but we use the Bible as our as our teaching material. So we're like, we're going to talk about the Bible, but we'll be in English, so here you are. You can practice your English while you learn about Jesus. And that's kind of how we run our ministry. Other ministries use music. And so there's rock choirs that learn different instruments. They tour around and do concerts and a little bit of drama as well. So that's another one of the ministries that's called Fusion. And then there's our Edge Sports. And so they use soccer. I think they also use floor hockey, those types of things to get the sporty kids involved. Yeah, I don't think this clicker is working. You can go. And then not having a family over there is hard. But it's been great to see missionaries outside of Slovenia too. So for a spring conference in May, I went up and spent some time in Bratislava, Slovakia. And I got to meet this family and hang out with them. They invited me into their home. And it was just great to experience that family feel. Amy was like, I'll cook for you. You just sit there. And it was a really great timing for me of just really missing family and needing a family's touch. And so it was just such a blessing for her to invite me into their house and Just I felt like family immediately. We played a lot of games. We watched movies. It was just nice to just get that family feel. And so it's been great as far as Josiah Venture goes, getting to know the other missionaries and also feeling the family piece there. Because that was one of the things I was kind of nervous about, is all my family's here. And so I was reading the Bible, and I remember reading the verse that says, he who leaves his father, mother, sisters, and brothers will be blessed 100-fold more. And I really feel like that's true in the ministry with my Josiah Venture family. And not that I don't miss my family, but it's different. It's cool to have other brothers and sisters all over the world. So you can go to the next slide. So now I'm going to talk a little bit more about what I'm actually doing ministry-wise, what youth that I'm really connecting with. And I think I've talked about Katya several times when I've been here, so I just want to give you an update on her. So she got baptized in October, and she's really doing well, but she has her battles. And one of her battles is depression. She battles depression quite often and thoughts of, I'm not good enough, I'll never be good enough. And it's no wonder. Her parents told her pretty much her whole life, like, you'd be so much prettier if you were skinny. You would be a better daughter if you were smarter and got better grades in school. Like, why can't you be more like this person or that person? And pretty much just told that her whole life. And her parents pretty much fought amongst each other, and everything they pretty much told her was just negative about her, about the way she looked. Like, she'd come down dressed in a dress and her dad would go, oh, that dress looks horrible on you. You know, those types of things, just battling those things every day is really hard. And so she has a really hard time seeing that she's beautiful, seeing that she's loved, seeing that she's talented. And even when I tell her, she doesn't believe it, because she's just been fed that lie from such a young age. She's pretty much brainwashed into believing it. And so if you can just be praying for Katya, that would be huge for her, just to have that encouragement. This summer, though, she was able to step up in confidence and help lead camp. She was a co-assistant director, and so she was my second brain. I don't think I could have done as well at camp if I didn't have her, because she would come to me and go, did you remember this? And I'd be like, no. And so it was cool because I could just tell her everything that I needed to do, and then she'd remember and keep me on track. And so that was really fun, getting to co-lead with her and see her really step up and say, ooh, I really like doing this. And to explain that and say, hey, this is your gifting. This is your talent. Don't you see how God's using you? Yeah, you might not be so good in these other areas, but you're really good at administrative things. You're really good at doing computer work. And yeah, that might not seem like as important, but it's really important. And she would continually say to me, well, I didn't do that much. And I was like, well, to me, it was a lot. You know, you writing those messages in Slovene and contacting the bus, like, that's huge. That would have taken me like 2 days to do, just to write one email. Yeah, so that's Katya. You can go to the next slide. So this is Doman. So Doman and Katya co-assistant directed camp. And so Doman is more the upfront, bubbly guy. And just to give you an idea of this guy's personality. So I spent a whole week with him at performing arts camp, which is kind of a drama theater club, and happens once a year. And he was mean to me the whole week, just teasing me, being sarcastic. And I was like, Doman, are you ever going to be nice to me? He's like, okay. And then the next day he comes up to me and goes, Andrea, your face is like the sun. And I was like, oh, thank you, Doman. He's like, I can only stare at it for so long. I was crushed. I was like, no. So just that gives you an idea of his personality. And he was constantly full of those little comebacks. And yeah, but I love him. He grew a lot this year. He had a really hard family situation. His dad got just really drunk one night and went after his mom and tried to kill her, and just really bad stuff. And so his mom and dad are now divorced. She lives in a different country. And it's just really, really hard on him, because he feels like he's a bad son. He's told that by his dad. His dad just doesn't care. He forgets about him. He came back from our English camp, and there was no food in the whole apartment. His dad was gone. He had no idea where his dad was. His dad pretty much forgot about him. And that's the kind of situation he has to deal with every day. And so him and Katya really can help one another, but they tend to complain a lot too. And that doesn't help necessarily. Like, they kind of just sit in that frustration, that pain. And so we're really trying to help them process it in a good way and not just to complain. And so, but it's a process. It's a process of God changing their hearts and God really getting a hold of their lives. And I'm seeing lots of things going on in their lives that's God's hands on. And it's been really cool to watch them grow more and more on fire for Christ. So you can go to the next slide. So this is Tamara. And Tamara, her older sister has been around in the youth group for a while. Her name's Christina. And she was always talking about this younger sister that she had. And I was like, I don't even know who this person is. I've never seen her. Well, about a year ago, she comes to church. And I walk over, I introduce myself, and kind of knew from the start that we just clicked, as we're both the second oldest in the family. So Tamara and I, we're both kind of the more outgoing one with a sister who's more reserved as an older sister. And so we just kind of clicked. And so as I got to know Tamara more and more and more, I just really got to see her heart be turned on for Christ, because at first she was not interested at all in Jesus. She was not interested in church. She was just like, no, that sounds like a boring place that old people go. I don't want to be a part of that. And so finally she comes to church and she's like, whoa, that was not what I was expecting at all. And she lives 45 minutes away, so she can't come all the time. And so I would see her once in a while. And then I started forming this relationship and I was like, hey, do you want to do the look study? So the look study is a 4-part Bible study based on the 4 spiritual laws. So we started going through that. And at the end of that, she had all the answers right. I asked her, like, do you think you are a believer? And she's like, yeah, I think I've already accepted this. I already believe. And so now we're just kind of in this process of seeing what that means to her and how her life will change because of it. And so you can just be praying for her that the enemy will not take her joy away of the Lord, and that she will just continually start to learn and start to apply those things, because we're still seeing some poor life decisions in her life right now as far as like boyfriends and things like that. So you can just be praying for her just to really find her value and not see that's in a guy in her relational status, and that she can be lovely and beautiful without being in a relationship. So yeah, that's her. So you can go to the next one. So English camp this summer was amazing, really. We had a team from Spokane come out, and that was really cool just to see some people from the area that I knew and some I didn't, but Laura Page Albert and Kyler Albert. I think Kyler helped at the Pinecroft camp 1 year doing the facility stuff, so maybe some of you know them. But anyway, so Laura Page and I were interns together in 2014, so it was really cool to see how God brought that back around and that she entered back in and was leading our trip. And so our team was really, really good. They were well prepared, where in the past we've had hard time with like either personalities or they weren't prepared. Or last year we had 4 people on the team and then a bunch of people from different communities. So this year it was really nice to have a strong team, and they were ready to go, ready to jump in. And so this year's camp, it just went really smooth. I felt like I was able to see people and program, where last year I felt like I was all about the program of camp, all about being on time, getting things taken care of. But this year my prayer was to see people and program and be able to pray for my leaders and really invest in them. And I felt like I did that pretty well this year. So we had 48 kids at camp. And I think 6 of them said on their little survey at the end that they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior at the end of camp. And that was really amazing. And then we had 3 or 4 say they renewed their belief in God. So they recommitted. And then we had, I don't know, like 8 or so said that they were already believers before camp. And so this year, unlike other years, we really put a lot of effort into planning our camp follow-up, because we can have a really great camp and the kids go back to their community and then they're just gone. That you don't see them again. So we're like, no, how do we keep these kids in our youth group, in our ministry? And that's all about follow-up. And so we planned a Chatishka trip, which is a water park. And so we took them all to a water park, but we included that fee in the fee for camp to encourage them to go. And we really saw 30 of the 48 kids go to that. And that was really great. And it seems like the follow-up has continued to be more than we would have otherwise. And so we wanted to make sure each kid did the look study, or at least was offered to do the look study. Some were not interested at all. And so that follow-up's been going on since I've been back. And so it seems like we're getting quite a few kids. And that's been encouraging, just to really see okay, we're going to get a youth group going, because this year we our junior high youth group, which is kind of where we start with our camps. Our camps are from 12 to 15-year-olds, and then our high school usually help translate. And so we really wanted to see the youth group get bigger, because this year it's been three boys, and it was Zach and two of his friends, so Zach Wordabaugh, the missionary's kid, and two of his friends. And so we're hoping that by September our group will be 10 to 15 people coming regularly. So that's our prayer, and so you guys can be joining us in that prayer. You can go to the next slide. So this year, another thing that we did was, we don't want to just reach the youth, we want to reach their parents. Well, how do you do that? In the Slovene culture, it's very, very normal after you do an activity away, like even or even school. At the end of the school, you have a presentation. And so we did a presentation after camp where we did our camp dance. We did a presentation of our English certificate saying that they did their participation for their English course, and we had our pastor come up and give a little talk, and he gave a great talk about how we often see the younger generation as worse than our generation. We're always like, oh, this coming up generation is horrible, it's bad, it's leading us in a bad direction. Oftentimes we verbalize that, and he said his principal in his school was saying, this is the worst generation, they're going to ruin our country. And he's like, that same principal is telling your kids these things too. He's still the principal. And he's like, instead, I want you guys to see that your kids are special, they're different, and they're going to take us in a new direction, but that's a good thing. It's a good thing to have these youth really stepping in and leading us in a new direction, and that's valuable. And the parents, just to see their smiles and their reaction was just different. There was just this different feel, because usually Slovenes, you know, you go to a presentation, it's like, rah, 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 just get done. But to be told that their kids are smart, that they were respectable, that they were good, and we had fun and we loved them, this is not normal for Slovene culture. And so it was cool to talk to them afterwards even. And so just be praying for these parents, that they will want to come to church as well, and just to see that community take off. So yeah, we really want to build those bridges. So yeah, do you guys see Pastor Bob? Right there. So actually, yeah, Pastor Bob Silver was at our camp too, and he came down from Austria. So it was really great to have him at camp. He helped take care of Leisha and Corbin Wordabaugh. So Christina Wordabaugh, for the first time ever, could be in a classroom as a translator. So she was a Slovene translator as an American, and it was amazing to see her involved in the classes. It suited her. She was just a joy the whole week. And so, and Pastor Bob was talking to the leaders and encouraging each and every one of us. I don't know how many different conversations he had with kids. Just super great to have grandpa. He was like the grandpa at camp. And so all the kids are like, yeah, that's grandpa. That's the camp grandpa. And so, yeah, it was great. It was really great to have him there at camp. It was such a blessing. So I'm sure he'll talk to you guys about his experience there. So it's been great to see him and Ruth, and even hear about their ministry has been great too. Financially, after 2 years on the field, it's normal that support kind of drops a little bit. So that's where I'm at, just raising a bit more. So I'm 350 short monthly of what I need. But even as I've been going around, I think that number is even lower now. I've had a couple more people sign up. So that's been a huge blessing. And that's a big part of even you guys supporting me as a church has been huge. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting me faithfully and enabling me to do the work that I can do over there is because of people like you who are willing to support. And so I couldn't do it without you guys. So it's been 2 years, and that's my commitment for Josiah Venture. And so I'm making a new commitment to Josiah Venture to go back for another 2 years at least, I think, that's kind of the plan right now to see. And I'm excited to go back, and I think there'll be some changes, but I think it'll be good. And so we'll kind of see where the Lord leads, but my desire is to be in ministry for a long time yet. And so it's 2 years plus, hopefully. So, so that's kind of my ministry. And so thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, like, so the question was, like, does it help to have the Slovenian leaders more involved to get a bigger group? I would say yeah, because the language piece is huge, because I'm learning Slovene, but I don't know it fully. And so they can connect on a different level than I can. And so the Americans are kind of a draw, too, though, because they love America. They think it's the dream world and everything, you know, is wonderful in America. So... yeah, a little bit. I mean, they don't really like her, but but yeah, so it's been great to see the youth rise up and lead. There's pros and cons to that, but it's been really good to see that, and that's our heart. And so sometimes people don't see the value in that, because they're like, well, it takes longer to do things. Oh well, like, it's more important that we're raising up these leaders than getting things done efficiently. So yeah, so hopefully Katya and Doman within the next couple of years will just take on camp, is our hope and desire. And so we're seeing, yeah, the Slovene helpers are great. Yeah, so I would do other things. So maybe plan a different camp. Our church is all about church planting. So our pastor is part of a different organization called Global Fellowship. And so their vision is to see a church that everybody is within a 30-minute drive of a church. And so within the next 10, 15 years, our pastor wants to plant 10 churches. And so there's different communities that I can then do more ministry there, or do more sports ministry, or it'll just develop. And so our heart would be more to disciple the leaders then. So meet personally with the leaders who are leading it and fill them up and be that discipler for them. So, yeah. And then there's just other opportunities to just expand the ministry. Because we're not doing, like, children's ministry right now. We don't really do that. Our range is more 13 to 30. It sounds weird, but that's kind of what youth are these days. And so that's kind of the range we are in. So, yeah. Any other questions?
So, for those of you that want, we'll meet at the Pizza Factory at 12, and you can have some lunch. You can talk to Andrea still here, but you can also come there and talk to her. And thank you very much for coming and sharing. So God bless you all. Have a great week.